This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozark Hills. April is upon us, with its tumultuous climate and treacherous weather, and we reflect again on the pronouncement of more than one Ozarker who said, "If you don't like the Ozarks weather, just give it a minute. It'll change." I found myself this morning thinking that the person who wrote about April showers bringing May flowers must not have been living here when they'd said that. This year, we actually had a good healthy dose of April. In February, when an extended and untimely flow of warm air currents blew up from the Gulf and stayed long enough to fool the peaches and a good many other flowering plants to put out their tender blooms too soon. Then the season came back to itself and froze them dead. Fortunately, some disagreed, and on the advice of day length, waited their proper turn. Apples and lilacs, for instance, are blooming right now. Or they were until this morning when they got thoroughly chilled, and they're now awaiting the freezing temperatures forecast for tonight. That aggravates me, so I'm going to break away from my earlier thoughts of doing a retrospective of April Fool jokes and go right into a full gardener mode for a minute. Regarding things in full bloom and in danger of freezing, for instance, there are only a couple or three things you can do. If they're low-growing flowers or dwarf trees and you can get a cloth over them, then do that. But remember that the wind can undo your best efforts, and weight the edges with something, rocks or bricks if the cloth touches the ground, or other creative options if necessary. I've been known to clip large steel washers to edges of the cloth with those giant spring-type paper clips. If it's too tall for covering, like an apple tree, there's another trick you can use, but it's not practical for more than one tree or so. It requires a kind of a lawn sprinkler called a pulsating sprinkler. It's that noisy one that goes ch 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 t-t-t-t-t-t-t. That's the one. Place it close to the tree, elevate the front end of it so it shoots directly up into the center of the tree, turn it on as the temperature nears the freezing mark, and then leave it on all night. I once saved a whole blooming apricot tree by that method, and I ended up with the only apricots in the neighborhood come harvest time. Of course, I was living in another state at the time. Apricots won't bear here at all. They always bloom too early, and they always get hit by the frost. Now that I've wandered off down that garden path, I might as well pass along a few other miscellaneous garden bits for use as the season opens. Out in the wild, for instance, there are wonders to be had already. Some are already peeking up out of the leaf mold. It's not warm enough yet for mushrooms, of course, but those tiny, clover-like, tart and salty sheepshire plants are blooming everywhere in waste places, and they're easy identifiable by those small five-petaled yellow flowers and that little clover-like leaf. Chickweed, another edible, it's already making a nuisance of itself in my garden. And later in the month and into May, those of us who are wise to the wilds will be hunting morels in the woods and pokeweed and lamb's quarters in garden edges and fence rows. A word of caution, though. Once you've tasted lamb's quarters, you may never grow spinach again. Seriously. For taste and tenderness, it just can't be beat. I like it so much that when I heard someone had developed a larger domesticated variety with bigger leaves, I ordered some seeds. Like lamb's quarter, it's part of the family goosefoot, which also includes spinach and beets and chard and quinoa. But this new and improved and giant-sized variety is called Magenta Spreen. That's right, spreen. It's a nomenclature dreamed up by a seedsman out in Oregon who thought that the word shoot sounded too militaristic. So, you know, in plants and planters, it takes all kinds. And so there it is. And the seeds are on their way, and I'm going to grow them, and I'll certainly keep you posted about it because they're rumored to grow up to 9 feet tall, hence another of its names, tree spinach. Well, such is the sum total of my Ozarks gardening adventures so far this year. I'm sure there'll be more, but for now, that's about all I have to say about an Ozark spring that is, as always, hesitant and undependable. But hey, right out there in my little patch, poking up from under some oat straw, my strawberries are blooming. Can garden heaven be far behind? This is Meredith Sisko leaving you with that eloquent poem being recited all over the Ozarks right now by old-timers. Spring has sprung, the grass has riz, I wonder where the flowers is. Thanks for listening.
And you can keep up with Meredith Sisko on her website, meredithsisko.com, where you can find her stories, music, and pictures. You can also find her essays on These Ozarks Hills archived at ksmu.org.